Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Now here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is podcast number 50. My name is Daniel White III, president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach. We don't have to look far to see that many people in the world are dealing with a variety of problems and are in need of solutions. No matter what problem you are facing, whether it is psychological, spiritual, or emotional, Jesus Christ holds the solution. God holds the solution. The Holy Word of God, the Bible, holds the solution that you need. As we walk together in this podcast, we will address a number of topics that exist in the world and present solutions from the Holy Bible that will help you heal and live life more abundantly. Our aim in this podcast is, number one, to introduce you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the ultimate source of all healing. Number two, to provide you with information that will help you to understand the problem in your life, and number three, to help you by providing solutions to your problems. Our passage from the Word of God today, the Holy Bible, is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. It reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from the Matthew Henry commentary. He said, "It becomes children to be grateful when we come to God as a Father. We must remember that He is Lord of heaven and earth, which obliges us to come to Him with reverence as to the sovereign Lord of all, yet with confidence, as one able to defend us from evil and to supply us with all good." Our blessed Lord added a remarkable declaration that the Father had delivered into His hands all power, authority, and judgment. We are indebted to Christ for all the revelation we have of God the Father's will and love. Ever since Adam sinned, our Savior has invited all that labor and are heavy laden to come unto Him. In some senses, all men are so. Worldly men burden themselves with fruitless cares for wealth and honors. The wicked and the sensual labor in pursuit of pleasures. The slave of Satan and his own lusts is the merest drudge on earth. Those who labor to establish their own righteousness also labor in vain. The convinced sinner is heavy laden with guilt and terror, and the tempted and afflicted believer has labors and burdens. Christ invites all to come to him for rest to their souls. He alone gives this invitation. Men come to him when feeling their guilt and misery and believing his love and power to help. They seek him in fervent prayer. Thus it is the duty and interest of weary and heavy laden sinners to come to Jesus Christ. This is the gospel call. Whoever will, let him come. All who thus come will receive rest as Christ's gift and obtain peace and comfort in their hearts. But in coming to him, they must take his yoke and submit to his authority. They must learn of him all things as to their comfort and obedience. He accepts the willing servant, however imperfect these services. Here we may find rest for our souls and here only, nor need we fear his yoke. His commandments are holy, just, and good. It requires self-denial and exposes to difficulties. But this is abundantly repaid, even in this world, by inward peace and joy. It is a yoke that is lined with love. So powerful are the assistances he gives us, so suitable the encouragements, and so strong the consolations to be found in the way of duty, that we may truly say it is a yoke of pleasantness. The way of duty is the way of rest. The truths Christ teaches are such as we may venture our souls upon. Such is the Redeemer's mercy. And why should the laboring and burdened sinner seek for rest from any other quarter? Let us come to him daily for deliverance from wrath and guilt, from sin and Satan, from all our cares, fears, and sorrows. But forced obedience, far from being easy and light, is a heavy burden. In vain do we draw near to Jesus with our lips, while the heart is far from him. Then come to Jesus to find rest for your souls. Our quote for today is from Charles Spurgeon. He said, "I find myself frequently depressed, perhaps more so than any other person here. And I find no better cure for that depression than to trust in the Lord with all my heart and seek to realize afresh the power of the peace-speaking blood of Jesus and his infinite love in dying upon the cross to put away all my transgressions." Ladies and gentlemen, the problem we are dealing with today is depression. Part 4 from the book The Guide to Biblical Counseling by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. Symptoms of depression. Symptoms are many, including decreased energy, fluctuating body weight, depleted concentration, irritability, bouts of crying, hopelessness, despair, a disinterest in pleasurable activities, social withdrawal, and thoughts of suicide. The Holy Bible is replete with examples of depression with a variety of reasons and results. David wrote of his depression caused by unconfessed sin. God used depression to get Nehemiah's attention. John's devastating losses caused him to curse the day he was born. That was Job's. Job's devastating. Job's devastating losses caused him to curse the day he was born. Elijah was so depressed over the situation with Israel's leaders that he wished to die. Joyce Meyer writes the following on overcoming depression, part 4. She said, "We can't control all of our circumstances, and we will never be completely free from experiencing pain or disappointment. But we don't have to let what happens today ruin tomorrow. We have a choice. We can actually turn things around by making a decision to let go of the situations that caused discouragement and depression and move toward the good things God has planned for our future. Depression doesn't have to rule your life. No matter what you're going through, God is ready and willing to help you take your pain and turn it into something great." In our next podcast, we will continue looking at the problem of depression from God's perspective. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people, including Christians who are depressed today. We pray that they would take heed to the verse we dealt with today, how that they need to submit to you and trust in you, and rest in you. Help them to choose to do that. And it is a choice of the will. However, you will help them by the power of your Holy Spirit and grace. Lord, help them to do it. And Lord, we pray that these people would not allow themselves to get so depressed and down and defeated by the devil that they would take their own lives, as so many are doing today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow Him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "And thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die. In more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you. so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.